This is the fifth small group discussion with Jay Krishnamurti in Malibu, California, 1970.
If we talked about a little bit about attention, so would that be a worthwhile talk? Talk about the inattention and attention. Because it seems to me we pass most of our lives in inattention. Except in moments or events or crises where we have got to pay attention. Where we have to give our mind and heart and everything we have to solve that issue. But most of the time we spend our life, don't we, rather drifting along, though we are very occupied. And the very occupation becomes a form of inattention, because there isn't much to do there. You keep rolling. Would that be of any consequential interest? How does this happen? That we waste our life so inordinately, drifting along and totally, we won't use the word totally, with a great deal of inattention in our life. I was told of an article recently written in one of the weekly magazines where the Zen Buddhist monks, Zen monks, were able to so completely be attentive that their reactions were very slow because they had trained themselves with a great deal of attention and interest and so that any reaction which an ordinary human being would have was very slow. I don't know if you... ordinary physical reactions, psychological reactions, psychosomatic reactions.
You mean it was thought out kind of slowly and...
No, it was just observed without any... response. See, I'm trying to...
I think we would generally think that that was inattentive because we usually respond very fast or react fast.
I wonder how we can approach this. If it interests you at all.
What is attention?
What?
What is attention?
Do you think attention has a very limited meaning? Like concentration has a very limited meaning, isn't it? Do you think, I don't know how far you have gone into it, that's why I didn't. Shall you plunge into it and go on? I don't know if you really want to, if you're interested in this. Because, you see, I think in understanding attention, we should be able to observe ourselves much more clearly. Without any resistance, without the sensor. Because understanding oneself is of primary importance, obviously. Oneself who is a living entity, and therefore